You can't drive very fast on the 16-foot-wide gravel and dirt strip. It's what engineers call a pioneer road, which is sort of a minimum standard to be called a road at all. There isn't much sight distance around corners, and there is no shoulder on which to pull off or turn around.
It's a 50-mile segment of road from Manly Hot Springs all the way to the Yukon River. Within that 50 miles, you're basically in the middle of nowhere. There's no services, you know, no gas stations, there's no lodges to pull off and get amenities. And be prepared in the sense that you bring survival gear.
Jonathan Hutchinson is a DOT engineer who designed the road. It took 3 summers to build, starting in 2014. DOT hired Cruise Construction to cut 34 new miles and shore up 15 miles of an old road out of Manly. They chopped down trees and dug up rocks. The road changes color with a different rock used to build it. Tom Hughes, another designer, says the crews found good material to excavate as they went along.
That's called borrow material. We were relatively lucky in this area that we found this material for a pioneer road. It proved to be create a good road that's drivable.
The 50 miles of wilderness is mostly wetlands. There are a lot of culverts for streams and runoff, and special fish passages for Dolly Varden. The road is slippery when it's wet. Jonathan Hutchinson says his design had to address draining water for summer and winter.
One of the biggest challenges that we've dealt with is off-icing. We've seen a lot more prevalence of underground springs popping up out of the ground. These springs will just build up inch by inch over the entire winter until you've got 10-foot sheets of ice that end up doing things like washing the road out or over the topping the road.
The road finished on time and on budget, but not before last year's forest fires delayed construction. Dave Cruz, president of the construction company.
We had to evacuate our camp, leave our equipment in the road, and didn't know whether we would have a camp or equipment when we came back. And that set us back almost 3 weeks, those wildfires did.
Engineers are hoping they'll be able to one day widen the road, but that's not on the state's priority list. I'm Robin, reporting for KUAC.